Andy Lindahl from KOA. He's fresh paid off his bill. He is ready to go. It's playoff time in the NLL. Andy, how you doing?
I'm all right. You know how it is, man. You got to get birthday gifts for the boy before he gets home from school.
Oh,
sorry about that.
No, that's no problem, my man. What did you? He's not listening. What'd you buy him for his birthday?
Well, the big one's still coming, but you guys have the Paw Patrol thing up there. These little dogs that drive, you know, blue collar jobs. I mean, what dog doesn't want a blue collar job, right, Jason? There's a police officer and a firefighter and the whole deal. So it's dogs and blue collar jobs. It's perfect.
No, I don't. Well, my young guy's only 17 months yet, so I just got him a new car set. He was jazzed up about that. So,
it's coming. You be ready. These dogs will invade your life.
Awesome.
Well, you know what? He does love indoor lacrosse, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, hey, there you go. Yeah, why not? It's a great game. And Colorado, man, they were dominant early on this year, Andy. They kind of limped into the playoffs. Meanwhile, Calgary's red hot. I think it's 8 of the last 10 games amongst these two teams have gone to overtime, though.
Including the last one, and it's always, I mean, you know how it is, Jason. You get certain rivalries, especially in this Western Division with the small number of teams, and they don't like each other. And when it comes to the hate in this division, it comes out in the first 30 seconds with Colorado and Calgary every time. I don't know what it is. The guys can't explain it to me. There's not any one chip, any one incident. They just absolutely hate each other, and it makes for great theater on that lacrosse court.
Adam Jones, one of the best goal scorers in the game. Of course, John Grant Jr. is going to go down as a Hall of Famer. And then you've got Sean Evans, who broke the record this season for Calgary's offense. No team has been able to slow him down at all. So it's almost like they go into the game saying, okay, we know this guy's getting 7 points. What's Colorado's defense? How can they even contain him? How do they go about doing that?
Well, it's a great question. The last time these two teams got together, Sean Evans was contained until the Mammoth got about a 2 or 3 goal lead, and then Evans decided, no, you're not running away with this one, and turned it on. I don't know what you do. You know, he's a smaller guy. He's a guy that I think needs to be an example for the newest Mammoth, Jeremy Noble, because Jeremy is slider of build, but that kid can play ball. He was fantastic for Team Canada in the outdoor games. He's been fantastic on the right side for Colorado since he joined the club. I do think Jeremy's suffering from a few bumps and bruises. He's slowed down the last couple three games from his start to the season. He got traded to Colorado midway. And I just think that Evans is just, he's special. You know, look, you can think that you've got him, like you said. They've got big defensemen that can pound on him if they want to. He just finds a way to matter when it matters most. And that's not always scoring goals. Sometimes it's making it easier for the other guys. He's just a spectacular player. We talked to their coach yesterday, Miloski, and Kurt was telling us that, you know, the numbers may not be there from years past, but don't you dare think he hasn't been every bit as important to this squad as he's been in years past. And this is his time. He's like any special great player. He knows when the moment is, when he's needed in the big moment, and he performs. And you know, Colorado's going to need a few of their guys to do that because, frankly, it's been Sean Evans and the Calgary guys in the playoffs the last couple of years that have performed, and Colorado hasn't been able to get that one extra goal to move them on.
What has been the biggest difference in Colorado's second half compared to their first?
Well, I don't know. Dylan Ward has fought through some stuff injury-wise. So I think he had, like, a really good start to the season, and then I had him on my talk show last night. He admittedly had a tough middle part. Now, he showed up huge against Rochester. He had a pretty good start to the game this past game against your Edmonton Rush. But then Alex Bouquet came in. I think Dylan was pulled in a, hey, wake up, guys, kind of move. And Bouquet came in, made a couple spectacular saves early, the rookie that they've got. And I think the coaches decided to go with the hot hand. I don't really think Dylan deserved to be pulled. I think the defense was a little more lackluster. And frankly, Derek Keenan had told us that Edmonton was going to come out and they were going to play hard, and he wanted his guys to finish off the regular season right and go into this bye week they now have the right way. And I think Edmonton heard their coach's call. They were popping the ball around. The offense was beautiful. And the Mammoth looked like they'd had the bye week, and it showed. They had to knock some rust off. But I think for Colorado, they had a good stretch when Noble joined because they had balance on their offense again with Junior and Adam Jones and Jeremy Noble, and he got Westervelt going again. But as far as when things have slowed down, it's just been a lack of transition offense, which has been huge with Joey Capito for them this year. And I just don't know that Dylan Ward in that middle part where they suffered some tough losses has been as special as you had hoped. Although I think he's been very good this year. He just needed to be special in a couple of those wins, and they're certainly hoping he's special tomorrow.
Andy Lindahl from KOA Radio joins us in Colorado. The attacking Calgary's defense, Jones and Grant, and you mentioned Noble. Comes in as a rookie, had a really good half season once they got him in that trade from Rochester. But John Grant, even his numbers slowed down a little bit in the second half. Is he banged up?
No, I just think. I mean, again, we kind of had a big mammoth party last night, so a bunch of the guys joined me. Grant, of course, was at this bar we were hanging out at, and I got a chance to talk to him, and he admitted to everybody on air he's not played as well. And look, okay, the guy's 40. I mean, Jason, you and I know. I don't think, maybe in Canada they understand. I don't think in the U.S., in Colorado in particular, they really understand how physical this game is, how much these guys are in each other's jerseys banging away so often. And Junior still plays that physical brand. He's not running from anybody. I just think the bumps start to add up after a while. And John said ever since he broke Gary Gates' goal record to move into second place all time, he doesn't think he's played a good game. He did that against Rochester. They've had 3 sets, 2 against Edmonton. He just doesn't think he's played well. And, you know, I appreciate Junior's candidness. I think Jeremy Noble has slowed down a little bit after the fast start. You know how it is, a guy comes in fresh middle of the year and doesn't have those bumps and bruises that everybody's kind of piled up through the first half of the season, and you got the nice legs. I think Jeremy's wearing a few of those bruises a little harder now, and I think that's affected him, and therefore it's affected the spreading and the space of the whole offense, and that's got the Junior. I mean, Adam Jones has really not been as special all year consistently like I know he's capable of. He's come on the last 3 games, but I think John has suffered from Adam Jones not having quite an Adam Jones year. And I just think that, you know, you got Edmonton in your division. Their defense is special. Again, Keenan told us he wants a little more out of their defense than what he saw the last couple games. But we know that unit can lock down. That's a special group in Edmonton. But I do think this, Jason. Edmonton nor Colorado really wanted Calgary to be the one winning that game. I think we both would have felt better had it been Vancouver, because Calgary just knows how to play in the playoffs.
Well, I would agree with you there. Would have rather to have Vancouver come in. Right, like Calgary, Edmonton's dominated both Colorado and Vancouver all year long. And I did talk to some Rush players, though. I think redemption is, you know, sure, they'll face Colorado, no problem, but they won't be scared to play Calgary because they'd love nothing more than to return the favor than what Calgary did to them last year.
Well, see, Colorado has the same theme because they lost in overtime last year in the playoffs. And that's fine, and I understand where both teams are coming from, and certainly if Edmonton brings the kind of offensive ball movement that they brought to Colorado last week, they're going to be a tough out this entire playoffs. So I know they're a really good team. But, Jason, you and I have been watching this for years. Calgary's a little bit like the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA. They don't care about the regular season. I don't know what the secret is. Kurt Malofsky couldn't tell me what the secret is. But his guys just sense when it's playoff time, they find their way in the playoffs, and they just kind of get it done. And as much as I think both Edmonton and Colorado can feel good that they got Calgary on their floor this year, there's just that Calgary team, especially, and it starts with Sean Evans, there's just something about them come playoff time that I think makes you nervous.
Andy, who are you picking tomorrow night, Colorado, Calgary?
Well, I'll go with my boys because it's inside their barn, but I'm not going to tell you again. I'm probably more uneasy than anybody, but I got great respect. When you got Jeff Snyder doing what he does in the faceoff circle, not allowing for the other team to get a run going, and he's dominated every faceoff guy Colorado's thrown at him. I think Snyder is incredibly underrated in this league, even though I know sometimes he's got that wild personality that sometimes people don't care for. I've met him off the floor. He seems like a really nice guy. He's got a different personality on the floor, but I think he's an underrated dude, and I think he controls the game at that faceoff circle more than some people give him credit for, and so I'll put him as the X factor in there, but I think Colorado gets it done.
Well, Andy, hey, that'd be great. Then Edmonton and Colorado next weekend. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Jason, thanks, man. Take care.